Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemons Now podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now on this week's show, I am joined by three guys who are going places. I tell you what, these guys have got so much passion and fire, they are going to take the world by storm. So, I would love you to listen to Sean, Nathan and Marcus, who make up Triton Athletes. Now Triton isn't about clothing, it's not about fitness, it's not about anything but community. Now this is a two-part interview. In the first part we hear a little bit about each of them and about their backstories, and in the second part we're going to hear about what's going to be happening with Triton going forward. I love these guys and I can't wait to see their journey. So let's get cracking with part one. I'm with some really cool guys now. So I'm with the guys from Triton. Triton Athletes. And we're going to be discussing their brands, the challenges that you faced, where you want to see it, and some really cool stuff. Does that sound all right?
Sounds good.
Sounds perfect to me.
Sweet. So first of all, let's just go around the room and just introduce yourself and kind of what your role is in the business, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So should we start with yourself?
Yeah, I'm Sean. I live in Whitnash. My role in the job... Well, I wouldn't say a job. My role is I started the company, started the business. So, yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
So, I'm Nathan Woodby. I'm 26. So, I'm from Coventry. And like Sean just says, I'm one of the directors of Triton Athletes. So, Sean and I decided that we wanted a challenge in our lives. So, we're both keen in the gym. So, we thought, let's try and launch our own gymwear brand. And instead of just being another gym brand, let's try and be different. So along the way, we just want to have that journey where everyone's involved. So.
Sweet, but, yeah. Cool. And we'll go into some of the challenges and journeys in a bit.
Yeah.
I'm Marcus, I'm 27, so I'm older than these two. I'm Chief Operating Officer for Triton Athletes. I'm basically here with these two to help them achieve their goals, which is now actually my goal as well. Which is good. So things are going well so far.
Perfect. So how long has it been formed? One way or another.
Yeah, Triton itself.
Let's go back to the original idea. So let's talk about the original
dating
idea.
Back.
Yeah. So yeah. I'd say probably around. So Sean, back up on this. Probably about 2 years ago, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, 2 years thereabouts.
So we decided to form an Instagram page, which is called Freddy Fitness.
Okay.
And the idea of Freddy Fitness was, as you can probably see here, people listening might be able to, Sean is only a little bit bigger than me, and I'm more of the tall, skinny guy.
Okay.
So we thought, let's turn it into a competition where I try and gain the weight, and then Sean try and loses the weight.
Try and lean up.
And then along the way, we'd push each other, and we'd post what we're eating and what we're training, and then really try and get the community to buy into it.
Basically, so it was people like me and then people like Nave.
Mm.
Or
that kind of body types.
Yeah, so I had body types, whereas if people have difficulty losing the weight or people have difficulty gaining the weight, we want everyone to get involved and be part of that team.
Fair enough. That's where Freddy Fitness came in.
That's where it started. Yeah.
But then we just thought, why are we facing each other? Why are we not working together? So there's the whole... If people go and look on the Freddy Fitness Instagram page, you'll see a lot of Team Lawrence, so Sean Lawrence, and then Team Willa for Willoughby. Mm-hmm. But we decided to come together, and then basically we shared that journey with everyone to say, it doesn't matter what your goal is, if you're trying to gain weight, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get lean for your holiday in a few months' time, let's all come as one and all support each other.
Let's do it together. Mm. We all work together, don't we?
So. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, oh, fair play.
So, that's where the idea
so how long ago did that... When you first started Freddy Fitness to that point, you're talking about a couple of months or a year or so? What kind of time scale were you looking at?
Like the challenges?
Yeah.
We started off as, I still hold it to now to this day, we were doing like monthly challenges.
Yeah.
So who could look the best or have as many likes on a photo in a month?
Yeah, obviously I wouldn't that.
No. We're both Arsenal fans and Nave still owes me an Arsenal t-shirt. He said he's going to fight me. Yeah.
What for?
because I won the first competition.
Brilliant.
And then he still has it. So now, if you owe me the Arsenal t-shirt,
it's
on the radio podcast now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about I get your Triton t-shirt instead?
we'll talk about Arsenal. Still owes me that Arsenal t-shirt.
But yeah, so you started working together in terms of Team Lawrence and Team Willow.
Team Willow, yeah.
Team Willow.
Yeah. And then we just, and then it just went from there, and then we just kind of joined, and then we kind of stopped the challenges, didn't we? The challenge stopped, and
it was just
let's join together and just post. Like, Nath would post some pictures, I would post some pictures, mm-hmm. transformation pictures, food, and just get everyone involved, and then work on that following.
I think when we changed the concept of it, that's when we started to get more likes on the pictures, and mm-hmm. which is weird because like, I thought the team like facing each other would be
a
more
competition
exciting.
People
stuff,
would like it, yeah.
But
yeah.
It seemed to us that the people from the results from Instagram and stuff with the followers and the likes on the pictures, it quickly became apparent that people was more into these guys are supporting each other on two very different journeys, mm. but they're supporting each other on this, and. Yeah,
so it's building a community.
Exactly
that. Yeah, that's when we were like, oh yes, we've got 5 followers in one day. We were buzzing about
it.
It just started growing quicker and quicker, and we were like, wow, we're up to 1,000 followers, and we were like following like a couple of hundred people,
mm.
and we're like, we're actually doing all right here.
It's got a bit of traction.
And people do like it. So, and then it started just growing from there, really.
Lovely. So at that point, it started to grow. How did you come up with a name? And was that the first
Freddy Fitness?
Well, not Freddy Fitness, but Triton.
Triton.
Because I know there was a bit of a journey getting to that stage.
So how it started, we got another friend on board. What happened is we started working together, and we were like, oh yeah, we're going to bring some t-shirts out. And then we got in touch with a supplier. He's got a couple of other brands and stuff, so he knows quite a lot about it. And he said to us, he said, look, lads, I don't mean to break it to you, but Freddy Fitness is probably not going to work. Mm. I mean, for us it worked because it was our thing.
Yeah, it's personal to us, isn't it?
And it was personal, yeah. It was working. So, yeah, we took his advice, and then we kind of thought, oh, we need to change the name. And then we got a couple of logos together, and then we thought of another name. Went down that route, got the name, got the t-shirts ready, was ready to print, and then we'd done a bit of research and we found out that brand had already been taken.
Hey, that's a good bit that you didn't print the t-shirts before doing that.
Yeah, so we found that brand was taken, and that was a massive setback. Mm. And we were just like, what do we do? And we were ready to give up, weren't we?
Yeah, so then like thinking we learnt from our mistakes, we decided to launch a new brand,
mm-hmm.
Which is called Werewolf, because our logo originally was a grey looking wolf, so we thought we'll try this, and then again we sort of started putting a bit of the groundwork in, mm-hmm. and then we started learning more and more about business, because to us here now it's sort of new to us, so it's still an everyday challenge.
Definitely. Yeah.
But it came apparent again that this other brand was also taken, which was a bit of a setback.
Another setback. And so, again, we were ready to hang the towel up, but we thought, nah, we've got this far.
Yeah.
Why give up now?
I think it was like a late night sort of WhatsApp group, like a deep conversation, like, do you know what, Sean, we've come this far. Like, why are we giving up now? That's just one last push and see where we go.
And dating back to the 2 years ago where it started, we thought, well, we've put so much hard work in. I mean, like, we only had like 1,500 followers or whatever on Instagram, but to us it was a massive deal. And we're like, why are we going to waste 2 years? Let's call off for an hour or two,
mm-hmm.
get up in the morning and think.
Yeah.
And then we started thinking about more names, and then that's when it twigged and someone else came in, and then we thought of the new name, thought of the logo, got it all together, and from there we haven't really looked back, have we?
It's all Triton athletes now. So.
Yeah,
nice. So. I know we spoke before the interview all about the kind of community.
Yes.
And about where the athletes came in.
Yeah.
Came into it. Can you just expand on that for the listeners? Because I love the idea of bringing people together. Yeah.
So
and Joy Foss is great.
Yeah. Them. So it. Again, it stemmed to not really the competition, but obviously everyone's got a different body type. Not everyone's the same, and not everyone's got that perfect image.
Mm.
What we want to strive on is getting everyone together. It doesn't matter if you've got a six pack. It doesn't matter if you're underweight or overweight. as long as we can get all together,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you can do, what you can't do. Just try and succeed.
See what we did there.
Boom.
That's it.
So that's all. It's all about trying and just getting everyone together. And that's where the athletes kind of come from. Mm. Like, we're not athletes. Like, there are athletes up there, but we strive to be athletes. And if everyone strives to be athletes, then perfect.
Yeah. Mm. So, I want to try and be like a little bit different, not just a normal gym brand where we sell a t-shirt and that's it. Thanks for the order. We want to be more engaged with all of our customers, especially like while we're small as well, so we have that perfect opportunity to do that. So
get everybody on board.
Exactly that. So little things like when they go to our website and they buy a t-shirt or hoodies, which will come in the future, or joggers and so on, as a little thank you from us, we have work like training programs. So if you're buying a t-shirt and you're looking to gain weight, when you buy the t-shirt and go through to checkout, you can have the option to get a free training program.
Nice.
And then possibly from that as well, we could look to say, you know, tweet us or Instagram us with your training t-shirt. Let's get you involved.
Yeah, we want everyone involved. Like, again, it doesn't matter. We're not about getting that perfect image on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever social media it is. We want everybody to be a part of it and not care about filters and stuff like that.
No.
So we're not being that image perfect community. We want everyone to be on board,
so being the best version of what they can be.
Again, I said it doesn't matter what level of, you know, it's not just about the fitness as well, because we also want to, I'm wearing a Triton Athletes t-shirt now with a pair of jeans, and personally I think it goes, we want to be that gym wear, leisure wear.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't matter whether you're like, again, it doesn't matter if you're that perfect image, we just want everybody to wear the brand.
Nice. Well, I think we're going to break it there, and then we'll come back for part two. We'll talk a bit more about the brand, a little bit more about where you can see the companies going, how people can get involved, and just some general chit chat. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, thank you for your time, Gary.
Cheers, mate. If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us, connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote, and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's get cracking with part two right now.
I laugh halfway
through. Hey, so we're back for part two now. Now, we're probably at the point where you joined the company, Marcus, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I joined the company not so long after one of the guys decided it wasn't for him. So I basically turned around to the lads and said that I want to come on board.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, they were saying that that they've got these T-shirts going out. So I decided to help them out, basically, just as a friend, and say, right, I'll try and get some orders in for you.
Yeah.
And as they did, it just struck me as, this is brilliant. I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to help your two friends? And then they talked, and I just said to them, I said, what is your goal? What is the goal with this? You know, what do you want to do? And then they told me, and I was just like, that's incredible. Mm. I'd love to be part of something like that. And what better way for it to be with your two friends as well?
Perfect.
I mean, we've known each other for God knows how many years. And in actual fact, I used to be their boss many years ago. So now how the tables have turned.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, we've come so far already. I mean, we've only been going for not even a couple of months.
Yeah, like selling.
January the 3rd.
I mean, overall, it's been a longer journey than what people will ever understand.
Oh,
but Triton Athletes has been a couple of months.
We were officially registered on January this year, 3rd of January.
What I love about stories like yours is that people see the tip of the iceberg. They don't see all the hard work that you go underneath it.
Yeah,
and it's the same with fitness and about your journeys.
Definitely.
We were talking in the break about your personal journeys into fitness.
It's not that it's not as easy as people make out.
No.
Definitely not. It's not as much as, you know, get a t-shirt out there, putting on a website, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah,
it's not. The back end of the website and everything is
back end of everything. Even come down to like packaging. It's constant like looking online for quotes, but the timing of it all with having like full-time jobs.
Because you all work full-time.
I work full-time. I'll get up in the morning, go to the gym, work, and then come back to my two children,
So I've got that as a job as well, just to solve two children alone. And then I try and get to the gym again, and then I've got to come home and then prep my food for the next day. And then it's just, and then back to work, and it's non-stop. But we love it, and I love it. Mm. And again, it's the same for Nave. Max is doing the same.
I don't have to come out to two kids.
I haven't got kids either, so I'm all right.
It's no excuses.
Yeah, like I was discussing it out. I want change for the world. So what we're doing at the moment, it's something that really interests me, and I'm trying my very, very hardest to make it work. Mm. And like I said, we've had challenges along the way.
Big challenges, yeah. And you've got to keep going, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. So like my top tip would be to people, just if you want to do something, just you're always going to have that negative feedback. People are always going to try and knock you down.
Yeah.
Just to, like, turn that and just turn it to positive.
Yeah.
To make you want to really try and succeed. See how I got that in there.
People say anything is possible if you do it. I mean, like you say, I was saying about lucky to you, Gary, but you said it's not down to luck, it's down to just you've done the hard work, you've had your setbacks, and then you crack on. And so that's exactly what we're doing. So
that's it. I don't believe in luck. I think you make your own luck by making the decisions which are based on the best knowledge that you've got. But then actually, if you take away mistakes or take away failures and just put learning experiences, you're just constantly learning. And actually, that's what business is.
And we've only really been registered since January, and the amount we've learned from January and now in February, it's just like,
it's crazy.
We're learning something new every day. And we will do stuff going forward that will be completely wrong. But like you said, we'll learn from that. It's a learning curve.
Mm.
And then,
me and Sean are up at early hours of the morning, like 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And we're already talking about it already first thing in the morning, and
finishing late as well.
Yeah, finishing late. So there's a conversation going on until 11:30 at night.
Yeah,
and then back up again at 5 o'clock in the morning.
But you need to do these things, don't you?
That's how it works. But we don't mind it because we're enjoying it. And I don't kind of see it as a job. A job is something that you have to do.
Mm.
I love doing this.
Yeah, this is something I want to do.
Yeah, this is like
seems a like a lifestyle as well, which is quite.
Yeah, cool. It is.
And that's what you're building for your community.
That's what we want. We want a community, like you say. We want everybody to be involved. Yeah. That's our main passion about it, and just getting everyone together and just joining in.
I'm looking forward to, like, when we go to the gym and we see other people wearing our t-shirts or in the future hoodies and joggers.
Yeah. I was going to say, these are quite nicely, but what is the future of the company? Where are you going in the next couple of months?
We're working on samples at the minute, so it's a case of getting these samples, trialing them out first instead of just stocking the website with not so much junk, but with stuff that hasn't been trialled. So we want the best products, you know, that people are happy with, that isn't just a case of, oh, get this out there, get a pair of shorts out there, get a hoodie out there.
And we want them to be affordable as well. We don't want people to pay ridiculous amounts.
Yeah, over the odds, yeah. So what the aim is, like you're saying, we're working on samples at the minute, and we want to keep bringing ranges out for both men and women. That's the goal. And it's just a case of sampling these products and bringing the best we can to the table.
Nice. So in terms of products, you got t-shirts?
So when we launch the website, which will be pretty soon, we're looking at bringing two types of t-shirt out. Mm-hmm. A lifestyle t-shirt, which is quite a... It's nice t-shirt. And then
is that kind of what you're wearing
this
now?
This is what I'm wearing now, yeah.
Because what we'll do is we'll take a picture at the end so people can see kind of what it is.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's right, because I've got mine underneath as well.
So
we've got the lifestyle t-shirt, and we're bringing the muscle fit t-shirt out, which is obviously muscle fit, the more like hugging t-shirt.
Okay.
So that's the two.
More compression kind of job.
It's not
material where it doesn't hug you as such, but it's more.
It's not over tight, it's like a slim fit.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so they're the two t-shirts we're bringing out. And then next, we're working on hoodies and like our jogging bottoms or shorts. So it's just finding out the best samples we can. Putting our designs on them, seeing what works best, and then going from there, basically.
The long-term goals are just to be up there with the big boys, basically. I mean, I constantly, I dream about one day being up there with the big boys, but, you know, for now, We want to get involved with people like around the local area, Leamington, Coventry, Stratford, you know, all those kind of places. Get everybody, you know, interlinked and, you know, just go from there.
Which is a brilliant way of kind of thinking about it.
Exactly.
And actually building that community aspect.
Yeah,
because we'll never forget.
Always been about.
Yeah.
We'll never forget where we're from, never.
And it does go back down to that again, even like with Freddie Fitness, it was just, you know, the little competitions and getting everyone else on board.
Yeah.
Even if it does get bigger, then it's still going to be about everyone. It doesn't matter what you do, where you come from. We want everyone on board and to be that part of the community, part of the Triathlon Athletes family.
So if people did want to join the community, did want to join the family,
yeah,
how would they?
We've got social medias. We've got Instagram is Triathlon Athletes. Our Facebook is Triathlon Athletes. And we use Twitter as well, and it's Triathlon Athletes.
So nice. Triathlon Athletes.
Because follow back. Like I was saying, we just want to get everyone involved. We don't want it to be sold. We don't want to be seen as people to sign T-shirts.
Yeah.
No. We want to be seen as people that are engaging with, I don't want to say customers, but they're going to be part of the Triathlon Athletes family.
Yeah, we want everyone to be involved, and we want to be in part. We want to be part of people's, you know, challenges, goals. Mm. And get involved.
If they tweet us or send us a picture, we'll do our best to get back to them, because that's what we've been doing at the moment.
We'll definitely get back to everyone, and we want everyone on board. That's what it comes down to.
Brilliant. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you guys today.
We'll
catch up again in the next couple of months, because your journey is just incredible, and do you know what, I'm dead excited to see where it's going to come. You know, in a couple of months' time, you'll be in a completely different kind of area, I reckon, to where you
are. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
It would be nice, yeah, that's the aim, but yeah. Definitely. Fingers crossed.
No, website's coming soon,
When it is live, do you know what address it will be?
You can go on there now, but there's no stock on it at the moment, but it's www.triathlonathletes.co.uk.
Sweet.
So
go over and check again, it out. But we have no stock yet. It's coming. Stock's coming.
Yep. So as of 15th of Feb, no stock, but the stock will be coming later.
Stock will hopefully be coming at the beginning of March. Hopefully. But
brilliant.
If people follow us on all social media, we'll let them know.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Hey guys, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Seriously guys, you need to check out Triathlon Athletes. Follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. They're regularly updating their page with loads of cool information. So let's get in touch, let's get involved, let's like their page, and let's get part of that community, because I'll tell you what, it's going to be a fun ride. I'm really going to enjoy this, and I'm so glad I met these guys now. Now, all of these interviews that you hear on the Leamington Hour podcast have been on my radio show, which is called the Leamington Hour Radio Show, and that's on Radio Warwickshire every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30, and between 5:00 and 6:00 in the evening on a Wednesday. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll catch up with you next time. Take care.